Welcome to Finance Endeavors, a Canadian personal finance podcast, sharing ideas about money and how to build wealth from earning, saving, borrowing, spending, and investing. With your host, Mehdi Zerwali.
Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of Finance Endeavors. I'm your host Mehdi Zerwali, and today we'll talk about 9 financial habits that can make you wealthy. Just before we start, I just want to say thanks for the 2 emails that actually I got this week regarding the previous podcast. Feel free again to send me any emails if you guys have any questions. I'll be very happy to answer them. Also, I probably will have an episode beginning of 2015 that will mostly cover U.S. registered plans, such as 401k, IRA, Roth IRA. I know it's a few of my listeners are from the U.S., so when we talk about RSPs and CFSAs, then it might be, unknown territory. But I will bring that up beginning of next year. Okay, so also, thank you for those who shared the previous episodes on their Facebook page and Twitter, etc. Very nice of you guys. All right, so today, like I mentioned earlier, we're going to talk about basically any ways to make, even though if you make a small, if you don't make a big salary, any way to make you wealthy. So of course, as you know, you can have a high paying job. Very few of us do have actually, or six figure inheritance. That will put you definitely in the top 1% of earners. But it's always the little things, the money habits that everyone has, that often makes a difference between, a life full of prosperity and one of constant financial stress. Okay, so for example, when I get my statement online, I try not to have paper statement. It just gets confusing and I never open them anyway. I try to do a review of all the subscriptions I have. When I'm talking about subscription, I'm talking about like Netflix. Anything that comes on a monthly basis. What else other than Netflix do I have? I have a few other stuff. But anyway, I look at those that pulls up out of my credit card each month. And you know what? I'm surprised at how many subscriptions I have. And some of them actually that go completely unused. So you can definitely create some significant saving each month just by looking at your statement or those things. Okay, so just taking an inventory of your recurring subscription and services, it's one habit that can get you on the road to a better life, really. If you're having a hard time with the statement to see which one comes up more than one time, call your card company. Just tell them what are the subscriptions that comes up every month. They can actually, it's work for a bank, so I know there was a way to pull anything that comes up on the same day once a month. Okay. Of course, if you look also at the average amount of money that you will earn over your lifetime and figure out how many years you work in, most people will definitely earn more than $1 million over their working life. But of course, very few become millionaires. Okay. So it's really how you manage what goes through your fingers that usually makes a difference. So there are easy ways to change that can, changes that can actually help you move further along, the road to prosperity. So the first habit will be reverse your thinking. What I mean by that is, as you know, after taxes are taken out and the bills are paid, your paycheck can seem a little bit anemic. So we can make an idea of having to save for retirement to seem like a real stretch. So, but to build the wealth, a change in mindset is definitely required. Okay, so instead of spending the rest of your take-home pay, you'll actually take another cut of your pay towards your biggest financial goal. So most people, of course, spend money, pay their bills, save what's left, and that's actually backward. So you should be saving for your financial goal first, paying your bills, and then consider spending any money you have, that you have left. There are a lot of ways to do it. You can do it directly through payroll. If your employer has a group plan with any of the providers out there, you can definitely have that, or you can have it automatically through your bank account. set up an automatic savings program that pulls on a specific date once a month or once every 2 weeks. Okay. Another trap is putting definitely a good money habit off until later. It's you know, when the life will get easier. So the thing is, somehow the minute you become, your income increases, the demand of your money seems to as well, right? So now keep in mind that we're not suggesting that you suck off the money away and live on rice cakes, definitely not. But any small amount, $25, $50, anything that can, first of all, that is set up automatically so you don't, you know, play with it, but also when you know that there is X amount of money that is going out of your paycheck, going somewhere that are being saved, you kind of play around with what's left. And the funny thing is, it happened to me. I always did that, especially when I before about my home, is I made sure that, you know what, 500, well, any amount really goes into my RSP before, so I can use it for the home buyer plan. And what I do is I trying to play with what's left. And you'd be surprised, you get actually very creative with that. So when I found that some months, you know, it's a bit short, so what I did is also anything that was in the house that I was going to use it, I put them on Kijiji, Craigslist, etc. Just to generate that extra income that will help me. Okay. Second habit, look where you want to go. So just as performance athletes imagine themselves making, you know, the shot over and over again, there is a goal setting definitely improve the motivation athlete. So knowing what you want your money to do for you will definitely give you a better goal, you know, a better chance of being reached. Okay, so it's good going on saving for the future. Financial experts often suggest having kind of a 5-year plan where you create specific money goal that you would like to achieve in 5 years and what you need to achieve these goals. Okay, so for example, savings for 6 months of income for an emergency fund or savings for a big event like a down payment on a house. We spoke about the in the previous episode about putting money on the side in an emergency just in case you're fed up of things. So you never know. You never know. You might have an idea one day and say, you know what, I want to get going to this idea. I want to open a store. I want to do this. You always need that money no matter what. Okay. Third habit, adopt your own private mind trick. So what if not spending $1,000 on a kind of very expensive purse or a gadget, talking to myself here, whereas it's easy as following a rule that dictates that you can't spend more than $300 on something that is not essential to your life, okay? The good thing is you can create financial rules just like that for yourself. In fact, doing so can actually be a great habit to get into. So these rule of thumb strategies, you know, really can help ourselves, such as not spending more than $15 on an item, you know, let's say on baby clothing, or more than $50 on a pair of shoes, can definitely simplify the many choices that we make in a day. Okay, so if creating a great, you know, way to adopt those mind tricks might seem to be a bit overwhelming for you, so you can definitely start with something simple, such as, you know, eating out twice a week instead of on a daily basis. Okay. I'm following these same rules, same way as you guys, and it's not as easy, I can tell you that, but it's extremely well done, which means that, me in the morning, I find that I have zero time to stay home and eat breakfast. I can make it the day before, but forget it. I can eat something cold in the morning. It just doesn't work for me. I can eat oatmeal. I won't do it. You know what? I still want to enjoy a bit of my life, so I'm not going to do it. So, you know what? I spend a very heavy, expensive $3.45 on a Subway sandwich, you know, the one with just egg and cheese with a bunch of vegetables in it, you know, and a good coffee, actually, you'd be surprised, for $3 plus tax. And that's my pet peeve. And I'd rather not eat at lunch because, of course, the lunch costs a bit more expensive. Dinner, thank God, I eat at home. So it's that $3.45 that can be, you know, if you eat at home most of the day or you bring stuff from home, great, good for you. But me, I don't have the time for that. Okay. Fourth habit, so live like a secret rich person. So for some, what I'm trying to say about it is for some people, of course, the image of millionaire definitely conjures vision of, you know, sprawling mansion, shiny Bentleys, but actually most millionaires don't live that large, you'd be surprised. So usually people that have this much money is people that made money quick, or they just live in a society where they wanted to show everything what they got, right? So rather than showing off what you have, usually these people sometimes tend to live below their means and do more savings and spending. If you take the example of actually a lot of people actually, I'm trying to think of anyone really. A lot of people. I can't think of any right now, but I'll try to leave it in the podcast notes. In other words, they're not really flashing the money. They just basically look at, how much they can put on the side. Okay? Because you never know. Some people just are meant to put money on the side. They don't want to spend it. They love saving money. They just love it. So there are a lot of people, of course, that try to have this, live below their means. All you have to do is find the point that you get what you need and that you're happy and comfortable with, and just stay there, really. You don't have to go and expensive. I mean, I'm not to say that you can afford it. You definitely can afford it, but it doesn't leave you with much at the end, right? Because if, example, if you get an expensive car, you buy a new BMW, I can tell you, gas, well, not now. Now probably still be cheap, but gas will definitely cost you more, and you have to put premium gas. You have to pay more for the insurance and more for any oil change or anything at all. I have a friend of mine, actually a colleague of mine, who has one, and he swears the day that he go has to go to the mechanic. And I think the cheapest bill that he had to pay, it was probably $700, and he spent $700 in the last 3 years on that car. On my car, but then again, mine is on the lower end. Habit number five, tackle retirement now. So if you're in 20s or 30s, retirement can definitely seem, pretty far away, and saving for it might not seem like a priority, but it is easy to understand that in between paying, to attend weddings, or saving for a down payment on a home and using anything left over to put towards necessities like a vacation, that how are you supposed to save for anything for retirement, right? Unfortunately, the later you start saving, the more you will have to save. Then again, you might say to yourself, yeah, but later on I might have a bigger pay. True, you will, but the problem is you're gonna have bigger bills to pay as well. You're gonna have kids, you have to pay for daycare, you have to pay for this, soccer. I can go on, but I'm sure you get the point. But the sooner you suck money away, the more time it compounds and grows. Okay, so if, for example, you're 30, like myself, and putting $50 a month into a retirement account. Yeah, $50 is not a lot. Anyway, with a 7% rate of return, that's $50 a month would turn to $56,000 in 30 years. So should you wait until 40, you probably need to put about $110,000 per month to get that same goal. Okay, so you get the hint. The sooner you start, the better it is. And it can be a very small amount, as long as you forget about it. Don't try, I mean, look, if you have something at work, like a group plan, do it through that. If you can't, have it automatically set up through your bank account. Automatically, I say, trust me, we are very, very stupidly lazy. When meaning that I will access my account, access the money easily from, I can pull from my savings account and move to the checking account just because I need the money and I think whatever I'm gonna buy is somewhat necessary. But I'll be lazy to call in my, whoever takes care of my group plans and group register, pension plan and TFSA, etc. Call on them, can you please make a withdrawal? Yes, sir. They're gonna be have. Well, we're gonna have $10 fee in the account. It's gonna take 24, 48 hours. You're like, ugh, forget it. It's stupid, but trust me, it works. Number six, know what's coming in and what's going out. So most of us have definitely good intention when it comes to saving money, but if you don't know what's coming into your bank account and really what's going out, chances are that you don't know how much you can devote to your goals. So, and most people generally don't track their income and spending. It's really shocking to me that some people actually I work with don't even review their pay stub. And I work in the field. So sometimes it's hard to preach but not do the same. You're not doing what you're preaching. Habit number seven, getting out of debt. And that's the hardest one. So everyone has debt at some point of, in their lifetime, including myself. And if you have bad debt, I'm not talking here about student loans and mortgages, but I'm talking about credit card debt. When you're paying high monthly interest rate, and trying to getting out of habit of being, a debtor should be your priority number one. So at the same time, emergencies can happen. So a $600 car repair can hit at any time. That's why this is my advice again, putting half of the money you could put into a paying debt, you know, paying debt, your debt into an emergency saving account. So for example, instead of paying $600 toward your credit card, consider just putting $300 toward emergency savings and $300 towards credit card payment. So while this means it will take longer to get you out of debt, at least you have some money stored up for emergency. Look, this is good for someone who says, well, you know what, I'm putting $600 into my credit card. Yes, you are putting $600. It's a lot, but then again, you have a lot. I'm not blaming anyone here, mostly myself again. But if you don't want to have that feeling that you're putting $600 into, you know, the credit card company, then again, you owe that money, so it's normal. At least when you feel like you're putting something towards your own, you know, future, then do that. 300, 300, spread it in half, half. At least you feel like you're, you know, increasing your net ratio by taking that credit card debt and also increasing your savings or liquid cash. Okay, so after you get out of debt, you know, my suggestion would be just to have one credit card and come to kind of an agreement with yourself or with whoever you live with or your spouse that it will only be used during emergency. Okay, let's say that the car broke down and you can fix it. That's an emergency. Okay, so if something is on sale and I know I'm going to need it in 6 months, that's not an emergency. Habit number 8, increase your earnings. I love this part. There are two ways to increase your net worth. Spend less or save more. So easy, right? And spending less, it's only part of it. So you have to save and then, you know, when appropriate, invest the rest. So, but if you grow your income and set some of those earnings aside, you can grow your bottom line. Aside from getting a raise or winning the lottery, there are a few ways to get more money flowing in. Even if you get a raise, really, I mean, 2%, 3%, just have it taken out of your paycheck towards your RSP. It's not going to be much, to be honest with you. So try to diversify your income stream by working either a second part-time job, doing something you love. Okay, as far as earning more, there are a few things you can do. I've done it. Like I said, you know, when I'm trying to save money on the side and I'm left with only a little bit of cash at hand, I'm trying to find any way to make extra money. So sometimes I do design logos or business cards. Any small amount can, you know, $20 or $3 here and there at least will pay for your meal if you go out with your friends. Okay, so you're not going to feel bad about it too much. Okay, another idea is look for investment opportunities. So perhaps with, you know, see if you can speak to a financial planner or other ways to get income to come to you. Okay, so definitely retirement income should come from multiple sources such as rental income, part-time income, retirement asset. Any goal that you can put in place, that can actually start giving you money. Okay, habit number 9, and the last one, consider consulting an expert. So there are times in life when consulting an expert, you know, pays you back in spades. So you're doing everything you can to start a good money habit, trying to see if you can speak to a financial advisor or financial planner. Again, see through your work. If you have a group plan with your employer, chances are whoever you have the group plan with, the company, Sun Life, Quetus Life, you know, Manly Life, etc., will definitely offer professionals on the phone or can meet face to face to provide you with guidance. Okay, you know, oftentimes most of us are kind of too emotionally involved in our finances to make really good decisions. So what you're looking for when you're getting professional is accountability and an outside view of what you're doing. Okay, I just look at basically your finances very objectively, where you can't because you're that person. So hope that helps. I know it's a lot of information, but you know, take whatever you can get. It's nine habits. Each of them is very good, but depending on where you are in your life, depending on where you are in your financial life, I should say. For me, example, it's number 7, getting out of debt. I know what to do. You know, I try to be creative about generating extra income or diversify the income. Sadly, only money makes money. So that's the easy way to make money is when you have money. That's a sad thing to say, but it is true. So hopefully you guys you find at least one of these, this habit very beneficial for you. If you have any question, please, you know, feel free to email me. It's financeendeavors@gmail.com, and go check out the website. You can share the episode. Again, the episode is on iTunes podcast app and on the Stitcher app for all the non-iPhone out there. No hate, I'm just saying. All right, thank you again for listening, and have a good one.